Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz, Eliza and Max with your 9 a.m. Zlines. Authorities are stating that the five people at the centre of a suspected rat poisoning cluster are all from the Logan area, with health authorities now investigating how the patients came to ingest the toxins, with contact tracing underway. All five people are believed to have ingested Brodifacoum, a common active ingredient in rat poison, which thins the blood by interfering with vitamin K. Queensland's chief health officer has stressed that the source of the infection is not yet identified, nor has a leak between cases been found, and that the community will be notified if there is a risk to public health. Strawberry supplies have been disrupted by weather challenges, leading to scarcity on supermarket shelves. Hot, dry weather is leading to peak growing season ending early in Queensland, causing prices to almost double. Queensland Strawberry Growers Association President Adrian Schultz says weather extremes had resulted in a 20-30% drop in yield during the winter and spring season, but expects production and prices to return to normal after a few weeks.
In national news, a Chinese jet plane has deployed flares at a Royal Australian Air Force aircraft in an incident over the South China Sea. The Department of Defence has expressed its concerns over the Chinese actions, describing them as unsafe and unprofessional. Despite there being no injuries or damages, Acting Prime Minister Richard Marles has condemned the incident, stating it was dangerous and it was unsafe, and inherent in that, it could have all had a different outcome. This follows a similar incident which occurred earlier this year, involving another Chinese aircraft in the same location. Australian researchers have found that women who have had children and breastfeed have reduced long-term risk of an aggressive form of breast cancer. Professor Liu, who led the study, found that pregnancy and breastfeeding leave behind long-lived protective immune cells in the breast and body, which improve defence against triple-negative breast cancer. Triple-negative breast cancer is an aggressive subtype that often occurs in young women. Professor Liu said that the fact women were increasingly giving birth later, among other lifestyle factors, is likely contributing to the rising incidence of breast cancer seen in young women. Professor Liu made clear that the aim of the research was to understand biology, not prescribe what any individual should do, and that the latest findings could be used to inform new prevention and treatment efforts.
In international news, the recent $8.5 billion deal between Australia and the US has brought national focus to rare earth minerals, as many people are unaware of what these minerals actually are and how they can be used. These minerals are known as lanthanides and are group 17 of the periodic table. They are used in technology from weapons, medical equipment, electronics and robots, and are critical for the development of green energy supplies, such as wind, solar and electric cars. China owns a majority of the rare earth supply chains. However, the recent action with the US is bringing competition to the industry. Dr. Vlado Voda from the Sustainable Minerals Institute within the University of Queensland has said, China appeared as the ideal candidate to take on some of that industry, to do it at home with a bit more lax environmental regulations. And it was the cheapest place to do all this. Plus, China has some of the largest reserves as well of rare earths. For your weather today, Brisbane is going to be sunny all day. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.